unbelievable. Hello, little baby, are you okay? I'm sorry, I just felt the need to do something. You poor little fella. Poor little fella, you're going to be a dullard. Well, let me test you. Maybe you're not too far gone. Maybe if she knocks off the smoking and the drinking, maybe, I don't know, maybe there's going to be some hope for you. Let me give you some basic testing. What's two and two?
Four.
Very good, good. How many times does six go into 36?
Six times, exactly.
All right, good, good. Well, at least you're basic. At least you'll be able to balance your checkbook then, I guess. Maybe I better test your reasoning powers. Yeah, that's always the first thing to go in this mental deterioration. Okay. Let me give you a test. Let me see if you know who this is. Now, this should be very easy for you. Obviously, your parents have probably talked about this before. He was a very special man. He was born in Bethlehem, but he was betrayed, and they put upon him a crown of thorns. The man who had walked the Sea of Galilee finally made that last walk to that hilltop where he was executed and carried to a cave. They put him in there, and several days later, he emerged from that cave. And to this day, we celebrate that grand day with a holiday and rejoicing. Can you tell me the name of that holiday?
Oh, that's an easy one. Groundhog Day.
Keep it right here for more craziness from Washington's best jock, the Grease Man, on WWDC-FM Washington, DC 101.